Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. In this podcast, we will preview opportunities and resources to help you stay connected and stay engaged in the Austin area. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, February 9th to Monday, February 15th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcasts. We'll start this week with a few lighthearted opportunities to learn and engage. At least they are not as heavy as most of the issues that many are working hard to tackle at the moment. If you are or have considered keeping chickens in your backyard or somewhere else on your property, you can participate in a how-to class on Tuesday, February 9th. On February 11th at 10:30 a.m., Austin ISD is hosting a virtual grand opening for the newly modernized Norman Sims Elementary School campus. Every Wednesday is We Bike Wednesdays, and the Gisalo Cycling Initiative asks that we consider biking as a family on that day. Seems like a good way to connect with our friends and family during the pandemic. Finally, on February 11th at 7 p.m., the Empire Control Room is hosting a screening of the Rob Reiner rock and roll spoof Spinal Tap, a classic without a doubt. I think they are probably planning to turn the sound up to 11 for that event, if you know what I mean. Okay, let's get down to business. I'll first highlight the upcoming summit entitled Forward Together, aimed at identifying and advancing climate solutions. The summit takes place from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on February 20th, which is not this week, but the following week. On Wednesday, February 10th at 8:45 a.m., you can participate in the Mayor's Mobility Panel being hosted by the group Movability. This year's event features a live virtual Q&A with Mayor Adler, Houston Tillotson University President and Austin Transit Partnership Board Member Dr. Colette Pierce-Burnett, and Capital Metro CEO Randy Clark. On February 10th at 6 p.m., the group Bend the Arc, Jewish Action Austin, is hosting a conversation on reimagining public safety, featuring City Council member Allison Alter. Join the ongoing effort to envision the role of our community in creating a safer and more just Austin for all. Now that the Texas State Legislative Session is in full swing, Senator Sarah Eckhart will host a weekly virtual legislative update event at 8 a.m. every Thursday to keep us all informed about the good, the bad, and the ugly over at the ledge. We move on down over toward the Path to Equity. Here are a few details about the Race Equity Forum called the Path to Equity, that aims to help achieve a collective understanding about how we may more effectively address race equity in Austin. The series ends next week, February 18th. This week's theme will feature perspectives from quote-unquote the next generation. What do young people have to say about the pursuit of racial justice, and what might we all learn from listening to their voices? Tune in Thursday to gain some insights. On a related note, a community reflection relating to the prior week's conversation on the Path to Equity program happens the Tuesday after each panel discussion. The after show, as the follow-up event is called, is hosted by the Central Texas Collective for Racial Equity on Facebook Live. We move on to a couple of recurring events relating to the pandemic response. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted three times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. Most every weekday evening at 7 p.m., Mayor Steve Adler hosts Got a Minute, a program on Facebook Live where he provides an update on COVID-19 responses and related issues. I also want to highlight the YWCA of Greater Austin's Survival Mode series that takes place from now through the better part of the spring, each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. Our thanks to the YWCA for offering this opportunity for dialogue and healing. The last event I'll highlight is actually a series of events presented by UT Austin's Center for Community Engagement called the Community Classroom that begins this week on Thursday, February 11th at 6 p.m. The topic for the Spring 2021 Community Classroom series is Human-Centered Advocacy. Human-Centered Advocacy is a virtual four-week course hosted by the Community Advocacy and Healing Project. This course will provide a framework on how community members can advocate for sustainable change through a cultural, mindful, healing, and human-centered lens. Participants will learn to create, audit, and adapt strategic plans for small businesses, creative projects, and community-oriented spaces. To close out this week's podcast, in honor of Black History Month, we'll end with a quote from Muhammad Ali. It seems appropriate given the popularity of the current Amazon original film called One Night in Miami, directed by Regina King and chronicling the night Ali, who was still referred to as Cassius Clay at the time, defeated Sonny Liston for the world heavyweight boxing title. The movie is a fictional account of one incredible night where icons Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown gathered to discuss their roles in the civil rights movement and the cultural upheaval of the 1960s. I certainly recommend watching it. But that's besides the point. The words of wisdom from Muhammad Ali that I want to share relate to the possibility of the impossible. While we ponder societal changes that seem impossible at times, Ali reminds us that impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and/or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.